This is JIS News. Coming up, agriculture sector grows in July to September quarter. STEM curriculum to be rolled out next school year. And reggae girl named 2016 Rhodes Scholar. The details after the break.
Commuters, did you know it is against the law for rural bus operators to pick up passengers along bus routes in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, the KMTR? If caught, these operators can be charged with operating contrary to their licenses under the Public Passenger Transport Act. Make sure you take JUTC buses or the yellow-coded authorized buses within the KMTR and go about your business without being stopped by the police. JUTC, your route to excellence.
Me hear people say alcohol and cigarette worse than weed.
I don't know about that. Now that's not really good for you. And you see me, as an athlete, I have to stay focused and drug-free.
Target shows your future comes first.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that the agricultural sector grew by 3.3% during the July to September quarter as compared with the same period last year. Director General of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says the growth was attributable to increases in several subsectors, most notably production of domestic crops. Mr. Bullock says 10 parishes reported increases in the amount of hectares of domestic crops under production over the quarter.
The performance during the quarter stemmed mainly from higher output in the category other agricultural crops, formerly known as domestic crops, which increased by 1.9% due to growth in 5 of the 9 domestic crop groups. This was led by legumes, up 12.1%, yams, up 8.3%, and fruits, up 7%.
Traditional export crops also grew by 5.6% due to a 15% increase in banana cultivation. Animal farming also grew by 8.4% due to an 8.8% increase in poultry production and a 39.7% increase in egg production. Meanwhile, Director General of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says there was increased production from the island's 9 agro-parks during the July to September quarter when compared with the same period last year. Mr. Bullock says the agro-parks benefited from on-site irrigation systems and an increase in rainfall during the quarter, and so were able to produce significantly more than last year. He notes, however, that last year's production was hampered by the extended drought conditions the island experienced.
For the review quarter, total output from the agro-parks amounted to 611,517 kilograms of agricultural produce, representing an increase of 73.5% compared with the corresponding period of 2014.
Mr. Bullock was speaking at the PIOJ quarterly press briefing Thursday. 23-year-old Sharona Forrester, a member of the Jamaica Senior Women's Football Team, is the 2016 Rhodes Scholar. The Clarendon native was selected from an outstanding field of 8 competitors. The announcement was made by Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen at King's House on Thursday. Secretary to the Rhodes Scholar Selection Committee, Peter Goldson, says Ms. Forrester's co-curricular record made her stand out.
Sharona Forrester is someone who is impressive on so many levels. She's a reggae girl, as well as representing UWE in basketball and football and netball. She has a first-class honours degree in economics from the University of the West Indies and a distinction in her master's in economics from UWE. And she's someone who really shows concern for the underprivileged in the society, and the committee felt that she's someone who will really make an impact.
Ms. Forrester will be pursuing a Master of Philosophy at Oxford University in England. And the Ministry of Education is to roll out the National Curriculum on Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics, STEM, in primary and secondary schools next academic year. The subjects will be taught to students at the grades 1 to 9 levels. STEM coordinator in the ministry, Senator Wentworth Skeffery, says 50 schools are expected to adopt this new curriculum.
We are integrating the STEM methodology, which is more activity-based, hands-on, authentic experiences as part of that new transformation of the curriculum.
9 schools have already been specifically selected and transformed into STEM academies. These are Dunoon Park Technical, St. Andrew Technical and Kingston Technical in the corporate area, Herbert Morrison Technical, St. James, Manchester High School, Dintel Technical, St. Catherine, Vere Technical, Clarendon, St. Mary Technical, and the Sydney Pagan STEM Academy in St. Elizabeth. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.